Formal call to order our meeting of March 16th for the Northern Arizona Independent Oversight Committee. This is Dorothy O'Brien, chairperson of the committee. I would ask each of us to just be a little patient. Let's, when you have a comment, I will ask for comments, and then please state your name so we all know who's speaking. It's the blind leading the blind, literally, today. So, thank you for taking the time this morning. So, I'd like to everyone to please introduce themselves, and I'll go through the officers first, and then our members, and then our other wonderful support people who are on the line and our providers and so on. So again, I am Dorothy O'Brien, Chair. Ann?
Hi, this is Ann Dunty, Vice Chair.
Chris?
This is Christopher Gonzalez, the Chair of the Site Visit Subcommittee.
Is Sue Hernandez on the line yet? Okay. In our just recent change of leadership, Sue Hernandez will now be the secretary going forward. So other members, please introduce yourself. Catherine, I think you're there.
Yes, this is Catherine Leonardi, brand new member.
Brand new member, and welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other members of the committee on the line yet? Okay. Hearing none, I would ask Frederica and Larry, please introduce yourselves.
This is Frederica Graham with Access.
Thank you.
Larry Allen, I'm with ADOA.
Thank you. And from our provider, Sun Young, I believe you're on the line.
Good morning. This is Sun Young Park with CareFirst Health in Arizona.
Thank you for joining us. Is there anybody else on the line?
Hi, this is Maria Esposito from Health Choice Arizona.
Good morning, Maria.
How are you doing?
Okay, good. We're going to make this work.
Good. Good to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, good morning. This is Ernisha Pender from Mercy Care.
Oh, good morning. Welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. We're going to make this work. Okay. So let's go right to the agenda. I'm sure we're going to have more people join us, but we'll just pause a moment. So we've introduced ourselves. The minutes, thank you, Frederica, are being recorded. They are available on the website if anyone wants to review anything. We'd like to welcome. We have two new members. Mr. Mulu, Alpha Mulu, I don't believe. Mr. Mulu, are you on the line? No. Okay. But our newest member, Dr. Leonardi, Catherine Leonardi, is with us, so welcome.
Thank you.
And just for the sake of everyone on the line, do you prefer to be Catherine or Katie or Dr. Leonardi?
I actually like Catherine. I prefer Catherine.
Catherine? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
So we'll know.
Thank you.
Very good. Now, do we have any other new members or possible members coming forward that we need to be aware of? Okay, so as we continue to recruit and listen for people who might be a good fit, we'll bring them forward to the committee like we did with Alpha and Catherine and move them through the process. And once again, let me say to Larry, Thank you for the very timely response and moving them through the process so that they could be full members of our committee.
My pleasure.
Okay. So just to review the meeting schedule for the year, if we continue to have to be social distancing, quarantine, whatever, our next meeting is May 18th. Hopefully by then we can meet in Flagstaff, but if not, we'll continue with some version of a meeting like this. Is there any discussion or issue with this? Okay, and you see the formal meetings going forward are in the agenda just so that we can set schedules and try and take the lead for our volunteers to try and make it as easy as possible. And then the meetings in between, Christopher will be hearing from you next on the agenda if you want to talk about thoughts you might be having for visits going forward. I'm sure you have some thoughts. It's a very concerning time, obviously.
Yeah, so just a little bit of a report. You know, in light of the recent events and with the COVID-19, I think that it would be wise if we paused physical site visits at this time. And during this time, I'll continue to work with the subcommittee and putting the schedule for site visits together and reviewing the reports. At least that's my recommendation. So, you know, maybe when we get to around the May time with further updates on COVID-19, we can resume site visits pending any other notifications from the authorities or the community regarding COVID-19. As far as the reports go, the last site visit we did was more of a records review rather than a site visit. And our current site visit checklist is not really made for findings on records review. So I'd like to make the suggestion or the motion, recommendation, that the subcommittee submit a draft or an example of a secondary site visit that would pertain more to the records review. I know we use the other site visit checklist and put everything on there, but it was really, you know, on the front page, and then everything else was an MA because we didn't do a visit pertaining to that checklist. So I think we should have different site visit checklists, one for the traditional site visit and then one for just reviewing records.
I think that's an excellent idea. I have two comments, and then I'll ask the group for comments and a motion, perhaps. I think it would be critical for us. We see this now. Again, we're learning. We're new. But we see that when we go back for follow-up, to follow up on an initial visit, we really do need a different set of guidelines, a different checklist, say. So I think that's an excellent idea. The second thought that I had on this, and again, this may be a second motion, is that in sense of actual visits, and I think we have to cease that. I think we have to stop that right now. I'm very concerned for our vulnerable population. I don't know if anyone is hearing of ways that particular population is being protected, tested, cared for, scrutinized, so that if there is any chance of, you know, so perhaps a letter from us to the legislature saying, look, you know, we're going to suspend our visits because of the outbreak, but we would like to go on record that we are very concerned for this population. So those are my two thoughts, and I think they're probably both would need a motion. Does the committee have any comment? Anne?
I think I second that, and I like that idea of, you know, there isn't a whole lot we can do. I agree with Christopher that it's now is not the time to be doing site visits. They probably need to be suspended until this pandemic has passed. But I do think that it is important to express our concern for the vulnerable population. So I think that the best way we probably could do that is in a letter.
Yes, I agree. This is Christopher Gonzalez.
Any other comment?
Yes, this is Catherine Leonardi. And again, I'm brand new, so this is more questions than comments. In the letter, could we make recommendations that if it's at all possible to do like street-type testing for the vulnerable populations, like here in Cottonwood, they hang out under the bridge, and we know they're there, people with mental health issues and homelessness, that we could actually make recommendations in the letter on how to better serve this population in the COVID-19 pandemic?
I don't see
why. Or is that just way out of what we do?
Well, no. I mean, they're receiving services if they're in the mental health. I think there's a way that we could include that in the letter, you know, that we're concerned for the whole population.
The whole, not just those in facilities, but the ones who are, you know, hesitant to go to facilities, that that they're the ones that might be hardest hit by this this virus.
Yeah, and they would be plugged in probably through local services. I mean, I think that's what we see
right.
happening. Yeah. So now wait a second. Who is on the call? That's voting members. Wait a minute now. Me, Chris, Ann, and Catherine. Larry, does that sound right to you? Larry.
Yes, it does.
Okay, so we have a quorum. Do I hear a motion to suspend visits at this time until, you know, such time that it's safe to restart the visits, and send a letter to the legislature expressing our concerns. Is there a motion?
That we suspend, I make that motion. We suspend visits and we draft a letter.
Thank you, Ann. That's Ann Gunty. Is there a second?
I'll second, yeah.
Okay. Catherine, is that you? Catherine? Okay.
I think Chris and I both, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any further discussion? Who would, should we collaborate on the letter? Do you want me to put some thoughts down on paper and then send it around and we can wordsmith a little bit, and then Larry, will you move it through the process for us?
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. Can we use that collaborative document kind of thing that we did before? Christopher knows how to do it. I know that to start a document, you know, that we can all kind of add to.
Yeah. Yes. Can you do that for us, Ann?
I can. Chris, you know how to do that, right?
Yeah, this is Christopher Gonzalez. Yes, the team needs to create a Google document drive and invite everybody, and I can start the informal part of that.
If you would start it, that would be awesome, because I don't know how to technically get it started, but I know how to use it once you get it started. That would be great.
Yes, okay. I will try to do that today, at least by the end of the week, but I'll try to do it today before I move away from this. If I miss sharing it with anybody that you think needs to be on there, just let me know and I'll be sure to go back in and share it with that person as well.
Okay, Christopher. I'll put some thoughts down and shoot them to you.
Okay. This is Christopher continuing a discussion regarding the letter, or if this is a separate type of notation, but however, as the Independent Oversight Committee, are we asking, or is it a part of our scope of work to ask for action plans regarding COVID-19 from our providers? The only reason why I'm asking is because most of the providers within the behavioral health system are not closing. So because of the the financial aspect, as well as serving our members. So there's a bunch of, there's various milestones that are in there. And depending on the size of the capacity, most of our provider network will probably be business status quo with some kind of an action plan for health and wellness and keeping people safe. Are those things we want to look at, or are we not worried about these things as the committee? Because I know Access and the Rebuzz have been on top of working with their providers.
Well, this is Dorothy again. Regarding the letter, my thought was to express concern, but yes, a measurable response would be the most effective, obviously. So, and then I'd like to hear from the providers that are on the line, if you can just fill us in on what's happening there. So Christopher and all, that'll be part of what we'll wordsmith. I think I'd like to get some thoughts down, and then we can craft it in such a way that we're asking for a measurable response. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, Christopher.
Okay. So at this point, to our providers that are on the line, Sun Young and Maria and Denisha, I think that was all. Can you comment? Obviously one at a time, and announce yourself, and what do you think? Sun Young, do you have any comment on that? What's happening with the virus and so on?
So my apologies. This is my first day back from a medical leave.
Oh.
I'm busy catching up on all my emails right now. In terms of the virus, what we have is what we know from CDC and ADHS, and those are the main sites that we are concentrating on. So in the meantime, we are all taking precautions with social distancing, just as you are doing.
Okay. Are you finding that you have availability to test?
So we don't have that information at our hands right now. So we are dependent upon our providers and public health departments to give us that information.
Okay. Thank you. Maria, how about you?
Yeah, hi. This is Maria Esposito from Health Choice Arizona. I know we had a staff meeting this morning where our CEO, Sean Now, talked a lot about staff and how important it is for staff relative to interacting with the members we serve and, the whole social distancing, recommendation. As far as testing goes, and the other thing is, of course, ramping up our customer service line, for people to call in with concerns. A lot of people are being directed to DHS because DHS has, information and protocols in place regarding locations of testing for any members. And also staff, but I don't believe that we or our providers, actually, I'm not sure. I shouldn't say I don't believe. I am not sure whether or not, any testing is being done at our provider site. So
okay.
I can't speak to that because Sean did not address that. He just addressed the being hyper-vigilant about the customer service line and being sure that, their concerns are being addressed. Thank you.
Okay. And again, this is only seeking information. We realize this is unfolding in a very fluid situation. I'm not trying to put anyone on the line. I'm trying to gather as much information so that we can support what each other's doing, you know. Keisha, how about yourself?
Hi, yes, this is Ernisha Pender from Mercy Care. So we're meeting daily as a leadership team, and we have sent out provider notifications. We're reviewing our business continuity plan to ensure we have the staffing necessary to address our customer service needs. We're putting out FAQs on our website. But ultimately, as it pertains to testing and the availability of testing, we're pointing folks back to ADHS's website as well as the CDC. Don't have any specific information about what's happening with our providers, but just we're activated and mobilized internally to be able to handle those concerns as they come up real time and to direct individuals to the appropriate resources.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. Christopher, does that in any way answer what you were, where your thoughts were going on that?
You know, it does. And just, you know, as a different representation, as the leader of Hope Lives Vive La Esperanza, one of the contracted providers in Central GSA and Northern GSA, I know that we've worked closely with our REBA and Access authorities, and we have put together a level 1-5 plan for our site that was initiated this week based on the information thus far that we do have, and that will be an evolving plan based on further information. I have no problem sharing that with the committee. And I believe that most of the provider networks are completing action plans, and it's probably already a part of their emergency and disaster plans, such as ours. So, yeah, so our provider network does have plans in place.
You know, Christopher, I think it would be useful if you would share that with the committee when we send out comments and such about this meeting. Would that be all right?
Oh, sure, no problem. So I can attach it. Do you want me to send it directly to you?
Well, yeah, we'll be communicating with everyone about the letter that we're going to send, and I think that's, you know, a part and parcel of that discussion. Does that sound reasonable?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
And I don't mind putting it in the Google Drive either.
Okay, good. Okay. So we're on agenda item number 4. We're going to suspend the visits. We'll craft this letter to send to the legislature. We'll collaborate on that, and that will be our action. That'll be a committee action, but Larry and Federico will need your help to move it through the system to get to the people who need to receive that letter. Okay?
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, so let's go on to number 5, if we're done with number 4. And so Larry, Veronica, Federica, how can you update on this, Larry? What's going on? Bueller? Larry?
Yeah, I can give you a quick update.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You're a little faint, but we can hear you.
Okay, I can give you a quick update what's happening in ADOA. Veronica has been reassigned temporarily to another project within in another department, so she is stepping away temporarily.
Okay.
So I think, like I mentioned at the last meeting, that Frederica and I and CJ are going to be working very closely, collaborating, and just having good teamwork, communicating with everybody in between. So please involve Frederica and myself on any and all emails going forward, so that way we're all looped locked in and covering for each other. I'm going to be sending out a flow sheet. This is regarding the task force report that we had in January. DES and XS have been working pretty diligently here in the past, 45 days or so, setting this flow chart up. And I wanted to get that out to all the chairs, Dorothy, so we'll be expecting that here probably later on today or tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I want you to review it. Any comments that you might have? It shows the flow of when a complaint comes in, or when you vote on a complaint or an issue within your committee, and how that complaint flows to the agency and back through ADOA and back to you. So it just helps. It clears up any kind of confusion that you might have on that. Other than that, I really don't have any other updates for you guys. Any questions for me that I could answer from the group?
Larry, let me just start with our new members. I don't know how Alpha has done with report access and portal access, but we'll follow up with him. But I know Catherine is very ready to get into the reports and start reviewing things and helping us on that end of it. So
yeah.
I know that she'll be reaching out for you guys to help her get connected. That's real important, okay?
So
yeah,
this is Catherine.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead, Catherine.
Is the easiest way to reach out by phone or by email? What do the two of you prefer? Larry and Frederica.
Frederica will be sending out your sign-on, Dr. Lenardi. I know that you completed your confidentiality agreement.
Yeah.
So that goes for everybody on the call too. If you have, and if you're part of the committee and you haven't completed your confidentiality agreement, I need one of those signed and dated, please. If you need one, I'd be happy to send it to you again. But I know Frederica wants.
Harry, send me one again, and I'll resend it to the committee with a reminder.
Okay. Thank you. So I do know that once Frederica receives those confidentiality agreements, she'll generate a sign-on and a password for you guys to instructions on how to access the system. And we also have some training materials on our website that I will include that with the email to Dorothy. But you can go to the publications, and there's some training material on there that we did last year regarding how to navigate the QM portal and the FTP server.
Okay, because I've been going, you sent me a link to the site, so I've been kind of cruising through it. So
yeah, check
I will.
It out. Check
yeah.
it out. And, Frederica, if I misspoke on the sign-on and on that, please let me know or please let the group know, but I'm pretty sure that's how that works. So you should be receiving that here. You're pretty quick.
Yeah, so what we, this is Frederica speaking. What I do is I'll send an email that will basically allow the user to go in and to create their own sign-in information. And then once that gets done, it comes back to me just for approval. And then I'll check. We already know that you have your confidentiality statement signed. So once that comes to me, then I'll approve it and you'll be able to have access to the portal. The server at that point.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for taking care of, facilitating that. That'll be great. That's going to be an important piece of our puzzle. Okay. And as the legislature goes, Larry, was there anything? I know that there's been some movement on various bills, but is there anything you could crystallize for us or, bullet point for us? How about that?
Right. At this point, Dorothy, I'm not prepared to talk about that. I just don't.
Okay.
I'm not up to speed on what's been going on. I've been so busy lately doing other things. But for the next call, I will certainly have all that queued up and ready to go for you.
We appreciate that. Just, again, bullet points would be great. I know that we've been sharing information about things happening in the legislature, but it's always good to have the high points, you know, so that we're focused in the right direction.
I agree, and I'll have that ready for you.
Okay, any other questions, Chris, Ann, Catherine, any questions for Mary or Fred?
This is Alpha. Alpha is here.
Alpha, oh, welcome. Okay, excellent.
Yeah, I heard Larry telling Cassie that she got, password. Larry, did you get my confidentiality agreement?
I did, Alpha. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay.
And I got that over to Frederica to create.
Yes, this is Frederica, so I'll send you that information as well, Alpha, to be able to go in and create your information, user information, and then once it's done, it will kick back to me for approval.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'm going to unmute myself. I am a little bit busy here. I was at the beginning of the meeting. I just didn't want to get on because I'm multitasking right now.
Okay, just listen in then if you have any comments.
Sure.
We are going to be suspending visits, Alpha, at this time, site visits, but we're going to be sending a letter to the...
I got all of that.
Oh, good, perfect, okay. All right, so then let's move on to item six. We have several partners on the line. Is there anything about other meetings, other groups that the committee would like to share at this time? Okay, then you know, let's hear from Sun Young or Maria. Please, you know, just announce yourself and give us an update, a report, and you know, whatever you want us to know.
This is Sonia. I'll go first. As I mentioned, this is my first day back from my extended medical leave. Mm-hmm. As of now, we have scheduled a member advocacy council on March 26th. It's noon to 1:30 p.m. I'll be working to cancel in-person meeting, and this will be web-based only based on what is happening right now. So that email should go out within the next couple of days. And in the meantime, if any of the IOC members are interested in attending the MAC, please reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to send you out the invitation. Also, on our website, on the member side, we have a tab called Member Advocacy Council. So we do post our meeting information on that site as well. So you can always see when the prior meetings occurred and when the upcoming meetings are.
Would you send that invitation to me, Sun Young, and then I'll share that with the committee, just in case
anyone
participates.
I'm not sure if I have your contact information.
Oh.
But I'll check the Frederica's invitation. It might be in there.
Okay. Please do. And I can certainly give you that information, no problem. And of course, Frederica has it.
I think she included in the meeting invitation, so I can grab it from there.
Perfect.
Wait a minute, is that right? Yeah, I think so. If not, I'll reach out to Federica, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. And just so long as we get it, I'd like to share it. You never know who can participate.
We would appreciate that. Actually, Dorothy, your information is not on the invite that Access sends out.
Okay, then let me just give you an email.
Okay.
It's Dot O'Brien, DOTOBRIEN, at Q, the letter Q, .com. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. I'll send that out after the meeting.
It's a pleasure. And then my signature is my cell phone and everything. So don't hesitate
awesome.
To message, text me, or whatever.
Thank you.
Oh, pleasure. Thank you. Maria, Anisha, what do you have?
Yeah, hi, this is Maria from Health Choice. We also, just to tag on, we also have had our first member advocacy council meeting on February 10th. However, there were a lot of issues with connections, et cetera. Our switch over to Health Choice from Steward, there, you know, we had to smooth the road, so to speak. But our next meeting is April 13th. It is a Monday from 10 a.m. till 11. It will be available probably only on Zoom or telephone because of, we don't know, you know, right now we're scheduling it only for Zoom and telephone just because, we, you know, we don't know what the situation is going to play out as. But I will send you via email the invite and the agenda as soon as we get that together. And then, you know, please, if you have anything that you would like to, you know, share with the group, please let us know. Let me know beforehand so that we can include it on the agenda before I send it out.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. That's all. That's what I have.
Thank you, Maria. Anisha, how about you?
Hi, yes. Mercy Care also has a member advocacy committee meeting. It's in office, so we have it at Mercy Care's offices. We actually postponed the meeting that was scheduled last Wednesday as a result of everything that's going on with the current events. And our meetings are in person. We typically don't do them via Zoom because we like the in-person interaction. And we have some members who we felt would be at risk if they traveled into our offices. However, we are looking at Zoom possibilities for the next meeting. Our meetings are monthly, and the next one would be the second Wednesday of April. And I'm happy to forward that information on as well.
Please do. And we'll just share it, and you never know who might be available, might be in the area, whatever.
27th meeting.
Was that all, Anisha?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Anything else from the committee regarding other?
This is Christopher Gonzalez. At this time, I do not have any questions or any additional information.
Okay. So, not hearing anything else, I'm going to just keep moving so we can all get back to our days. Today we were expecting to have a presentation from Katie Welty on stigma and mental health services. Given that presentation to some of our providers and partners, and thought it would be really important for us to be aware of what the presentation entailed, have just a little discussion about it. So I know, Ann Gunty, you will try and set that up for us if we meet in person in May. You know,
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry that we couldn't do that today, but we will get to it. The other thing would be a visit from Ann Ronan, who is the chief over at the Center for Law and the Public Interest, who is a wealth of advocacy information and so on. So just a good resource for us and to help keep our level of knowledge and, you know, up and growing. So we will also schedule time with Ann for the group. She's an excellent resource, okay? So again, any other comments? I would open the meeting to the public if there's anyone on the call at this time. Hearing no one, is there anyone from the committee, anything that we've missed, anything that you'd like to bring up at this time before we adjourn? Well, okay. I would like to thank you all for attending. I'd like to thank you all for your time. Please stay tuned for invitations about these advocacy meetings and other important, things that we may be able to participate in that will be coming to you via email. Please stay safe and don't be a hero. You're already heroes doing what you do. So no extraordinary heroes, please. And I would ask for a move to adjourn.
I second the motion to adjourn. This is Christopher Gonzalez.
Okay, who made the motion? Not me. Somebody else.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Motion from Ann Gunty to adjourn, second by Christopher Gonzalez. Any discussion? Thank you. I'm going to call this meeting adjourned, and we will be in touch. The next formal meeting is May 18th, and we'll be in touch before that.
Thank you all.
Thank you, everyone. Stay safe.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Bye.